I recently posted on IG an old photo of 20-something me on my way to Sagada. Made me recall the Sagada of those days. This is what I wrote as an extended caption. This photo was in the mid-1980s on the road to Sagada. Pre-cell phones, pre-internet, pre-cable, no karaoke or telephone landlines in the mountains. All interaction was face-to-face. In inns and cafes called Shamrock, Moonhouse, Julius, and Mapiahao, or in native rock circle meeting places called Dapai. Acoustic guitar music was live around bonfires that kept you warm, as native rice wine called Tapui was passed around. On many a night, gongs would echo through the valleys. There was little motorized transport then, so you walked around everywhere, to Bofong Falls, and to more distant places like a breathtaking village called Pedelisan, a two-hour hike away, being careful not to trip on the narrow trail as one's eyes feasted on terraced vistas of many shades of green. To learn about the outside world, one listened to the radio or read days-old newspapers in a cabin that doubled as a small NGO office along a lonely pine-scented road. I stayed in the home of Mrs. Abea, who had 7 children, had all moved out, so she rented out their rooms to transients like me. One time, I had the good fortune of being there at the same time as the Kapampangan chef Claude Tayag, who made us a breakfast I still remember vividly today. I made friends with the De Guzmans, a young family of artists and potters from the lowlands who became embedded in the native community. For worldly conversation, I visited the eminent historian William Henry Scott in his Pinewood home below the school, where he was once the principal. He talked about a book he was working on that synthesized his research on what the Spanish missionaries observed when they first arrived in our islands. That book became Barangay, a primary source today even for TV shows. Scotty died before it was published. He spent much of his life proving that the Philippines had a rich civilization long before the white man arrived. In my 20s, I went to this Sagada at least twice a year, sometimes alone. I still recall my giddiness as the jeep from Bontoc or bus from Baguio climbed the last stretch of winding road before entering the town. I would say, this is where and when my pride and identity as a Filipino became fully formed.